interesting topic we're going to get into here in a minute, and that is taking children into restaurants. It makes me shudder with fear. But the guy who always comforts us is Canada's etiquette guy, Jay Reamer. He's back with us. Hey, Jay.
Good morning, Jamie. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Jay.
Jay, just before we get into the topic at hand, you know what? I know you've been busy touring the nation trying to bring civility back to Canadian society, and you had quite a reception in Canada's largest city a week or so ago. Tell us about that. Everybody was clamoring around you wanting information about how we can become more civil. I saw you everywhere. You were on CTV, you were on Global, you were on Sun News Network. You were everywhere.
It seems to be a very hot topic. And what I enjoyed most was actually seeing how sincerely interested the individual media hosts and anchors were personally interested in the subject of civility and etiquette, and how they went off script oftentimes to discuss it. I mean, it's an issue that people are keen to learn more about, and there's no better way to spread the word of improving civility in society than being able to use mainstream media. And I think their commitment to this is really, it's very encouraging.
Definitely, Jay. And Rebecca and I were talking about this last week, but I really enjoyed getting together with you face-to-face at the Royal York Hotel as part of the wonderful tea that was put on by Melanie Coates, the public relations director of the Fairmont Royal York Hotel. And I know they have this thing going on. This National Tea Day is happening, happened yesterday. And I know it was a rousing success right across the chain and was completely sold out. But it was so nice in advance of that to have a few media people around the table, myself included, to learn a little bit about tea etiquette from you. And I have to say, and I don't want to get into a long discussion about it, but I was fascinated to learn that you do not have your pinky up when you're sipping tea.
No, you don't.
I don't know. How did that get started? That just seems to be like the golden rule that everybody has gone by.
I can tell you where the pinky up started, if you really want to know.
Yeah.
It began when people started eating with their hands. And at one point in time, it came to be a sort of a upper-class habit to use only three fingers when eating with your right hand. And so you, in order to avoid using your fourth and fifth finger, you would hold them up. So the pinky would be up.
Right.
However, we have morphed into a different society today where knives and forks come in handy. And so the pinky down is preferred.
I thought that was worth repeating to our audience this morning, in case they missed that tip from last week. Jay, let's move ahead and talk about children in restaurants, because as I said at the beginning of this conversation, I absolutely shudder with fear. I break into a cold sweat. I do everything that I possibly can to avoid taking my children, my young children, into restaurants. It just causes me great fits of anxiety.
And we feel the same way about you, just for the record.
Well, Rebecca, I'm on your team on this.
Thank you. You've dined with him, have you?
We did have occasion to do that, yes.
Well, no, I was Jamie. I mean, it's a wonder he's grown up. But the thing is that what I think is he's stating as clearly as possible without knowing it is that when he was a child, he probably behaved rather badly at restaurants himself.
Perhaps I'd have to compare notes, but I do remember spilling things feeling tense,
and
yeah.
But I was listening to the show earlier today, and Rebecca made a good point
for
about
a change.
Having to, she always makes good points. It's a good thing you've got her on the show, Jamie.
Thanks, Jay.
No, but the point that she made was that how can children learn if they don't have the experience of actually going to restaurants? So I think that there are a couple of guidelines that come in handy here, because it's not the kind of thing that you want to expose a four-year-old child to unrehearsed. So I think that, you know, the age at which children are likely to learn table manners most effectively is between the ages of 3 and 6.
Okay.
So between those ages, you can expect there to be a fairly big growth curve. So I always encourage people, if they want to take kids out for a meal, is to take them to restaurants that are geared toward families and children so that they won't feel out of place. And if they make a bad move, it isn't going to be disruptive. Rather than to take them to a formal dining experience, you know, where they're going to feel out of place, they're going to feel uneasy, you're going to have to correct them, it's going to embarrass them, which, of course, one never wants to do in public. So take them to places, take baby steps in introducing them to the restaurant scene. And if you're going to ratchet it up a notch, have a little tutorial beforehand so that the kids know what to expect. And then that way, it won't be such a surprise to them, and it won't be an embarrassment to you. If you get into a situation where your child has a meltdown in a restaurant, the only thing that you can do is to simply get up and leave. Mm-hmm. I mean, pay the bill, but get up and leave, because it's going to be a downhill spiral.
Yes,
and there's going to be no salvaging it. So to sit there and allow your child to scream and yell and walk around under the table is not only disruptive to other people, it's also dangerous to the wait staff and anybody that might be walking around in the area with hot food and so forth.
Right.
And glasses can break. And, you know, it's just not on. So if your child is not kind of trained to appear in a restaurant in a civil way, then just don't take them. I know my friend William, his grandmother refers to children who are not sitting at the table and well-mannered, he calls them free-range children, which I think is great, because free-range children really have no place in a restaurant.
No. Jay, you mentioned earlier having a little chit-chat with the children before you go to the restaurant. What would the contents of one of those conversations be? Because I'm sure what you would advise is probably not what I would be saying to them.
I can guarantee that. I think the thing is that you just need to explain to them that you want that the children have to stay seated, that if they have to get up and go to the washroom or whatever, you should explain to them how that's done, and that screaming and yelling is not okay in the restaurant, and they have to be quiet. And if they can't, you just have to tell them ahead of time the consequences will be that. But you don't want to turn this into an unpleasant experience
right
from the beginning. So you want to focus on the fun part. Like, you're going to get to have the most wonderful ice cream and chocolate cake, and the steak is delicious, and it's your favorite meal, and it's going to be so much fun to see Aunt Susie and all the rest
mm-hmm
of it. Rather than, if you put one foot wrong, I'm going to turn you over my knee and spank you. See, we can't
yeah
have that kind of behavior going on,
right,
thinking that we're going to raise children in a healthy way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good advice, Jay. How do people get a hold of you? I know that you've got a series of seminars that you're busy conducting right across the country as we speak. Your schedule is very busy, but there's always room if business leaders, if organizations and individuals want to talk to you about booking a seminar on etiquette and decorum. How do they do that?
Well, they can get a hold of me at my website, which is www.etiquetteguy.com. And that has all of my contact information, such as my email, which is jay@etiquetteguy.com, or telephone numbers. So they can feel free to write me with any questions that they may have. And if they want to try to schedule a workshop, I'm more than happy to work with them on that.
Fantastic.
Terrific. Always great to talk to you, my friend. Thank you so much for this great information.
Nice to hear your voices.
All
Thanks,
the best.
Jay. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Jay Reamer, Canada's Etiquette Guy. Etiquetteguy.com. Check it out.
So you learned something, didn't you?
No, I learned that I can't use the threats that I wanted to use before we go out to the restaurant with them. You better behave yourself or I'm going to pinch you. Put a
you
little
can't
fear
say that. No.
Well, I can. It just doesn't work really well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you don't tell them. And when they do something, then you pinch them.
Then you pinch them.
Oh, guys.
It's an old technique from way back when.
No.
Oh, trust me. It got me through a lot of church sermons.
Church sermons.